Blog Talk Radio.
Warriors of the world.
Okay, great super friends. This is Master Legend here. If anyone is listening, you can call in. The call-in number is 646-668-2596. That's 646-668-2596. Don't be afraid to call, Master Legend. I'm your friend. And one thing you're going to find in this world, that people will say they're your friend, but they're not really always your true friend. I can tell you, I am true friend to anybody, especially the real-life superheroes, and anyone trying to be a great super friend around the world. And that's how come I do my show, and I say these things, and I post what I post on Facebook, losing friends all the time, too, you see, but there weren't no real friends to begin with, because what they were hoping for is Master Legend to be some kind of superhero they seen at the movies. You know, imaginary, fake. Well, there's plenty of those out there, and I will confront that issue a bit in today's show. Long ago, when I first got on the internet, it must have been 10 years ago, I knew I had to get on the internet if I was going to get my word out there. I knew, you know, the computer was the only way to do it. I was behind on the times. I didn't have all the skills. I still don't have all the skills. I'm not up there with everybody that's the younger super friends out there that, you know, grew up with a computer. I grew up out in the swamps, in the Louisiana swamps. I know all kinds of stuff about how to survive and how to make it. And just about any terrain, any treacherous situation. But I didn't have the computer skills behind me. I did go to school, of course, but I had a pencil, an ink pen. That's what I had back in them days. But still, though, it seems so long ago, but at the same time, I feel like I'm still up there. I've reached out, you know, to become more than what the world was trying to make me. And that's what all my great super friends out there, you have to realize what you have to do. You cannot let the world make you. You have to fight beyond it. You have to be who you were supposed to be. And that's real life superheroes, right? That's right, super friends. That's not somebody else's idea who you are supposed to be. Now, we can go back, and I was going to confront the issue of the fake superheroes out there. And I won't say any names, but I'm sure once I tell you the characteristics, you will understand who I'm talking about. There are those out there that'll try to put you down. They're not going to pick you up like I am. I'm telling you to be who you are. Find your true spirit. I'm not here to put you down, but they'll want you to be like they are. Why? Why is that? Well, I'll tell you. They think that the only way they can justify themselves and what little they've actually done is by getting others to try to follow in their footsteps. Do you want to follow in the footsteps of those who have done nothing? That's like following the footsteps of a person that's never even made a step. How can you follow in footsteps like that when they're trying to live off of the actions and accomplishments of others? And then they want to take away that accomplishment from the other to try to belittle another person, and they think by belittling someone and insulting them, that's supposed to make you think, wow, yeah, I'm impressed by that person because he knows how to insult the other super friends that have done so much, but you weigh and balance it yourself, and you can take a look at it yourself, and that's the way of the world these days, too. It's It's not just with the Super Friends. See, that's the infiltrators. They came to try to destroy. They wanted to take over. They wanted to be leaders. They wanted to be in control. And if you notice, those who are always seeking control in this world usually have some kind of underhanded trick or some kind of motive behind them, you know, whether it be a cop, dirty evil cops, with their prison industry. I could tell you about that, but we'll go through a few names. Politicians. Even doctors. Doctors are supposed to be helping people, but if you don't have the money, they'll leave you to die. I already got to experience that myself. Then you will have those that worship those very types of people. They worship the fakers, the bootlickers, the windbags. They don't have a mind of their own. They can't make up a mind of their own, so they wind up, they worship something like a badge, you know? Just because someone has a badge and they've got a position of authority, do not believe that you're supposed to bow down to them. A lot of them have got there because it was their motive. You see what I'm talking about? The motive. They wanted to get there. They didn't just haphazardly get there, you know? Now, some people, like myself, I haphazardly get certain places. Sometimes I get a little credit. I never looked for it. I never really asked for it. I'm just doing my thing. I'm a crazy guy, you know, that tries to do good in the world. And if somebody actually gives me some credit, well, it came by accident. I didn't go paying for media. I didn't go searching it out and all that. I wanted to go out and do some good in the world. I figured I would have got shot down a long time ago. I've got so many people that hate me for what I've done, because what I've done is I've set a standard and I've exposed the fakes. The fakers, as I tell you, way back when I was just getting started on the internet, the superheroes, there was a bunch of them. And then I started to question them. And then they finally came back to tell me, I never said I was a real superhero. I just said I'm part of the superhero club here. And we just act like we're superheroes, but we don't really do anything. We don't fight crime. We don't fight evil. We don't go help people out. We just talk to one another. And that was where they had forums. It was a thing called forums, and it was pretty big, these forums that were taking place. Well, at that time, I started to see through all these fakers, and I had hoped that maybe there was a way to separate the fakes from the people that really wanted to do something good. And so another forum was created, but the infiltrators were allowed in, and sure enough, it was destroyed. Just like in all the great cities in the past, and you go back BC and many thousands of years, many civilizations have fallen because of those letting those type of people in. They believed them. Maybe they had the shiny glitter, and everyone was impressed. They wouldn't listen to the guy who maybe had a little dirt on his face. He might not have looked as great, but his words were true. But people are fooled by glitter and glamour and words of fanciness and wanting to be at the in crowd. And it's the same way these days. The rich people, they're people of power. And they're not wanting no one else to get that power. And that's how come it has whittled down so much that the people of power are very, very few, but they have so much power that they actually have control of the world. And people like us, hardworking people that are out trying to do the best we can. I know for a fact, my daughter, hardworking girl, She's a good girl too, the Diamond Spectrum. And she goes to college. She got a scholarship. She earned it. She did it on her own. She worked. She studied hard, and she works a job even too. And I still help her out. I do what I can, but she doesn't hound me and bug me for anything. She wants to be self-sufficient. She wants to make it on her own because I taught her how to be a survivor at a very young age. And true survivors many times are hated by those who have had everything rolled out on the red carpet. They can't stand the sight of a true survivor because they're wanting all these acclamations and applause for being a person that had everything handed to them on a silver platter and they haven't done anything. They didn't even earn the scholarship. They just had somebody pay for them to go to college, and then if they didn't make the grade, we'll go pay the professor on the side and make sure we fix that grade, won't we? Hey, believe me, it really happens. But, and then those, the true survivors, those very people that I'm telling you about had the red carpet and the silver platter, they want to stomp the survivor down. They're threatened by the survivor. They know the survivor, the true superhero, is the one that really is way more accomplished because they did it all on their own. They didn't ask everyone else to do everything for them. They didn't expect a free handout. They didn't think that they were owed something because they were who they are. You see, we're all born in this world, and we're born the same way from what I understand. We come into this world, and we live in it for a while, and just about everyone I know eventually dies. And you can't take it with you. And when you're first born, the only thing you have with you is what you were born with, what you might have been granted. So at the same time, these people who tried to infiltrate real-life superheroes, those were them same type of people with that same mentality to think they were better than you are, had a special pedigree. You know what I mean? Like they're the fancy dog or whatever, you know, and they deserve better because of their pedigree. Well, I joke and laugh at that because I guarantee you some of the best people I've met and some of the best animals I've ever met were the ones that were the underdog, you know, the ones that the mutts, and they were the ones that had all the personality and those pedigrees, you know, they weren't all that friendly. When it comes, it's just something that runs in the blood, it seems. And that's why I talk about, as I go to bloodlines, you hear about the royal bloodlines. Royal bloodlines, where did they come from? Well, I'll explain it to you. Royal bloodlines originated way back. And you can all track it back to Mesopotamia, into the ancient Sumerians, where what happened was there was slavery going on. And this idea of slavery has gone on for many years and way back from those original times of first civilization. You see, and there what happened was in this civilization, as they called civilization, was those who wanted to rule over others, and they call that civilization. They call that the civilization, to control others to do their biddings. And it shows it. Even in all the ancient hieroglyphics, all the ancient artifacts, it shows that this idea of a mind of superiority over someone else was and then they were able to scare them. They've scared them with false religions. And scared them like killing them because then they organized and they got together and all and then they kill the whole people's families and steal everything they have. The same stuff goes on these days. That's how come as real life superheroes we gotta start getting together and standing up against these type of things. I've been bringing this up for some time as my stand against evil. And I don't like to do this, but it does. I know it hurts people's feelings. I know it really does. There's a media poisoning. And what that is the media is paid off by the rich and powerful, okay? And who are the protectors of the rich and powerful? Who are those that get away with murder? But who are those that are called guilty when they're innocent? You can take a look at it. It's pretty easy to see. We've got those in power that have money. They can get away with killing. There's so many things that go on, I can't even begin to start, but I will go ahead and tell you. Of course, we have the police, all right? The cops. That is the army of the Illuminati. People say, there's no Illuminati. That's a big joke. Well, I'll tell you what. They just don't see the concept. It's a mentality. It's not just an organization. It's a mentality. Somehow, it's even an unspoken organization, an unspoken mentality, but it's there. They are those that think they are better than you and that your life is worthless, and therefore, if need be, like the Rockefeller guy, that he supposedly had 6 heart transplants already. 6 heart transplants. There's many people that can't get no heart transplant, even one of them. He's had 6. How do you think he's got money? And how do you think he got those arranged? Huh? By the police bringing in the person in the jail that has the right blood type. He's checked out now, and then they put some charges on him. You never hear from that person again because he's been dissected and his part sold out to these people in high power and all that are trying to strive for immortality. And they do strive for that immortality. And the one Rockefeller man, he looks pretty young and he's 100 years old. Check it out. And I didn't write down his first name, but he's the one that's 100 years old and he's had 6 heart transplants already. And I know of people that have disappeared in the jailhouse. That's one of the ways they do it. They find people like a homeless person. And now, not all homeless people are drug addicts like they want you to believe, and bad people and drunks and all that. Nope. There's people out there that may even have some mental problems, but they still got a good heart and liver and other parts that can be utilized and sold. Even more money for the prison industry. You see, as Master Legend puts all the pieces together for you, I hope you listen to what I say, because if you don't, I know whoever's listening to my show is listening to what I'm telling you, because you know I'm not joking. But you see all the pieces that are being put together, so there is an Illuminati. And I will go on deeper in my series of the Master Legend Takes on the World of Evil series that I'm going to keep doing with my radio shows. That way I can keep on unraveling these mysteries, these secrets. And if something happens to me and I get killed, now I'm a healthy guy, believe me. Very, very healthy. Powerfully healthy. I've had a few ailments and I've managed to battle through them. I found out that, you know, a lot of people, I had cancer, okay? I've had other problems too, but cancer was one of my biggest battles. And I battled it with Oriental medicine, herbs and roots. And I cured myself of that cancer with a friend of mine taught me these things. And he told me, he warned me, he said, don't tell just anyone what these things are. They'll outlaw it. Because the pharmaceutical companies, they got to make their money, you know. If they found out you could cure cancer for less than $20, then put a lot of them out of business with all their chemotherapy and all the other stuff they like to do, so they can drain you. Those fellow rich people that are they're bootlickers, all right? They're bootlickers and badge lickers. And what they don't realize is that snake, that very same snake I'm talking to you about, will come and eat them too. When there's none of us left, who do you think the snake's going to come for them? They just don't see it. They think they're immune, that they're part of the organization. They're part of the clique. But they don't realize is when the other targets are gone, they're going to keep going. The snake, it still has to eat. The snake is never satisfied. The snake is always hungry, and it wants to devour. Just like a real snake, a poison snake in the world, and even, you know, as a good symbol, what do? They go after something, you know, an innocent, very defenseless creature, and go after it. They don't go attacking tigers. They don't go try to eat an elephant. Some of them might bite the elephant because, you know, but this is all things that you could see in nature that is still similarities in this Illuminati that some people think is a joke, but it's not a joke. But I got something for the Illuminati, and I hope you're listening to me. Here it is. Give them this. Down the toilet. Max Fletcher and his super friends, we've had enough of it, and I'm spreading the word. My friends with Anonymous and my friends with Occupy around the world, we're up to the game, and there's others too, and we know what's going on. And we're going to destroy you. Do you hear me talking to you? I hope you're listening. Any Illuminati and all you worshipers out there, that's right. I came here to destroy you, and I will do it. So great, great super friends out there, keep your eyes open. Understand what's happening. See who the real enemy is. It's not the shoplifter. They are trying to get a little food, and I hate to say it, it's not even the drug dealer. The real drug dealer is the cops and the CIA. They bring all the drugs into this country, then they distribute it out, and they make their money off of it, and then they do it in a big cycle so that then afterwards in the small-time, small potatoes guys out there with can't get a job and all, and they're trying to sell some drugs to make some money, which I don't condone, you know. I don't believe in any of that, those hard, evil drugs that kill people, you know. But I will say I have nothing against the marijuana. I've studied a lot on it, and I believe that it's actually a good medicine that could help many people. And it's better than alcohol and cigarettes, but it's a drug war that's planned, and it's all done for one big circle of money. So you see what I'm telling you about? The cops are the ones that are even behind it. Some of them don't know it, but most of them, they actually know what they're doing. Well, anyway, super friends, the Master Legend Show goes quick as usual. And I wish somebody would have called in, but hey, I'm never without things to say. See you later, super friends.